It was a swift victory for Ghana, but the feat came at a cost. The Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC, financed the litigation at the tribunal. A few days after the ruling at the ITLOS, a local TV station reported that about $3 million was expended on the case. Our investigation has revealed that the amount is far in excess of what was reported. In 2014, the GNPC expended $782,406 on the case, even though $1.63 million was budgeted for, as contained in the Public Interest and Accountability Committee's 2014 annual report. It was indicated that the reason for non-utilization of the entire allocated amount was that momentum was shifted to 2015. The corporation in 2015 reported in the annual petroleum funds report submitted to Parliament by Seth Thekpe, the then finance minister, that $2.12 million from the total annual budget funding amount, ABFA, from the petroleum revenue allocation to the GNPC was spent on the maritime boundary dispute, as against $782,406 spent in 2014. There was an increase in the money spent contesting the maritime boundary dispute, with expenditure rising from $2.12 million in 2015 to $2.82 million in 2016. This was captured in the 2016 annual report on petroleum funds submitted to the lawmakers by the current Minister of Finance, Ken Ofori-Atta. In the 2017 work program of the GNPC approved by Parliament, $4 million was earmarked to support the Maritime Boundary Secretariat under the Attorney General and Minister of Justice. The actual budget was $3 million, with additional $1 million for contingency. With the above, my digging reveals that GNPC has, from 2014 to this year, spent excess of $9.72 million on the maritime boundary litigation. It must, however, be pointed out that the GNPC's expenditure does not include other expenses incurred by some other state agencies, as captured in the case number 23 judgment at the ITLOS. About 27 lawyers, local and international, were directly involved in defending Ghana at the tribunal as agents, counsels and advisors. Checks have shown that the number is higher than 27, as others also contributed in different capacities. GNPC's budget made the lawyers comfortable to undertake the task. Their flight tickets, accommodation and other expenses, more importantly their legal fees, featured on the cost of the victory. According to the National Public Relations Officer of the Ghana Bar Association, Ya Jaco, legal fees depend on several factors, including the amount of spent on the case.
We have fixed fees, we have success fees,
the novelty and difficulty of the case, the results obtained and costs involved come to play in charging the fees.
We have different types of fees. We have fixed fees, we have success fees, and we have hourly rates also. Some fees have cost fees for community. That fee is graduated and is on the basis of seniority. Expenses such as transportation, filing fees for court, fees for communication, fax, photocopy, are not to be borne by the lawyer, and they do not form part of the fees, you know, notarizing documents for clients. The client ought to pay that. In that case, you agree on a fixed figure as to the fee you charge. Probably you then take a deposit, and maybe as the matter progresses in court, you take some more amounts until the amount is exhausted at the end of the case. The scale of fees may differ from jurisdiction to jurisdiction.
The ranking member on the Mines and Energy Committee of Parliament, Adam Mutawakilu, said Parliament will be demanding detailed answers from GNPC on how the allocations have been spent in fighting the case. This notwithstanding, the lawmaker stated, and I quote, "At the end of the day, what is the cost-benefit analysis? I think the benefit far, far outweighs the cost," unquote.
They will be meeting us this year. Then we now ask them what was the total amount spent on.
In presenting their program of activity, I didn't see the details of how the money are supposed to be spent. I only saw contingency at $1 million, the case itself at $3
million. Budget don't deal with nitty-gritties. You approve, then as they spend, then you do oversight responsibilities. Then auditors come, look at the nitty-gritties. We can't look at every expenditure detail at the approval stage.
But are you aware of some of the things that they spend their money on.
Legal fees is one.
Yeah.
Apart from taking our own technocrats who are top to the notch, I know that take foreign legal advice. Definitely they will pay legal fees. Air tickets, accommodation. But the most important issue, at the end of the date, what is the cost benefit? I think the benefit far, far, far outweighs the cost. Mm-hmm. And I want to thank the previous government for taking the decision to go to ITLOS, and the current government for still making good use of the former Attorney General and Minister of Justice to achieve this milestone. It's a big achievement.
In my calculation, the money spent from 2014 to 2017 is close to $10 million. Is that on the high side?
It is insignificant. It's very, very insignificant as compared to the benefits. Just getting the 10 block to our side alone is in billions.
Mimbuachi, acting executive director of the Africa Center for Energy Policy, said in the interest of transparency, Ghanaians shouldn't sit back because they have won the case.
In the interest of transparency, I think we shouldn't just sit by because we have won. We would need the figures to be out there. We have had, some 3 million thrown out there. I would be pleasantly surprised to hear that we only spent only $3 million because the figures I have seen, even from GMPC's end, are far in excess of $3 million, that the Minister of Finance will also spend money, the Attorney General will spend money. We should be able to know how much it cost us. That will also help us reflect even on what we need to do in negotiating with Togo to ensure that we probably do not have to wait until we discover oil and go spend so much money litigating, you understand? Because litigation costs money. Subsequently, government will have to put out the facts and the figures for citizens to know how much it actually cost us to win the case.
Ghana dragged Côte d'Ivoire to ITLOS in September 2014 after several failed negotiations from 2007 when Ghana discovered crude oil in commercial quantities.